As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For my money, might be the most exciting day of the year in Pittsburgh sports, especially the way Pittsburgh sports is going. Was it our friend and yours, Josh Rountree, who tweeted yesterday or the day before? Somebody was telling me the number of days since a Pittsburgh sports team advanced in the playoffs. Like advanced?
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of days since that has happened. So, draft day, Jeff Hathorne, who joins us, to me represents, for everybody, represents hope. It represents something new. We can dream on a day like this on draft day. Plus, I maintain that going into this draft, every time I look up, somebody's talking about the Steelers. The Steelers are the biggest story. Everybody wondering if they're going to take Shador or a quarterback. Will they move up? Will they move back? Is Jalen Milroe in play? Will George Pickens get traded? Will Aaron Rodgers usurp the entire thing by announcing today that he's coming to the Steelers?
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I know. They're the story.
Quarterbacks are the story, and it's because the Steelers are in the situation they're in, not just because of the Steelers. If Dallas needed a quarterback, all ears would be on Dallas. Mm-hmm. Same with Green Bay. If one of those teams needed a quarterback, it's the fact they need a quarterback, and one of those quarterbacks is going to be the most talked about player in this draft, bar none.
Plus, we're waiting on Rodgers. Plus, speaking of Dallas, who might be the team that people talk about the most around the country, you just had Jerry Jones saying we're pursuing substantial trades on the same day we get reports that the Steelers may be looking to deal George Pickens. What happened to Bob?
I don't know. What did you say?
Did he leave?
He's mad. He's yelling at limits right now.
Is he?
He is.
Is he going down?
Why is he yelling at limits?
Bob, what happened?
This is radio. Nobody knows I just left. I had to tell him something.
My God. Now Bob's falling. Bob just fell. Bob, what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were headed for the biggest blowout since game one of the 86 NBA Finals, the way you were walking out here. I mean, what's...
And that would have been the best explanation for what I did there, because I didn't go out pretty quick. I just had to tell him something. I can't do it from this thing here because it doesn't work.
Well, yeah, but Jeff thought you were mad. I thought I had said something to offend you, and then I thought you were...
Normally he is the most focused guy, Jeff. You could come... could be naked people around here. He would not react at all because he'd be so focused on whatever he's saying. And then this, all of a sudden, you weren't focused.
I'd never seen you do that. You took off like a bat out of hell. I thought you were blowout bound. And then Jeff thought you were mad.
I thought you were mad.
Carry on.
Okay.
I will have to tell you a quick story.
Please.
Tunch once said, when one of the times you were up there with, must have been with Ron, up at training camp.
Yeah.
And he said, why does Joe often look like a squirrel just ran across the table? Because like your attention just all of a sudden changes just like that. And he would use that phrase over and over again over the years. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was very funny.
Well, probably because I had to deal with Ron every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't blame me.
When you're dealing with that type of positivity, it gets you motivated.
Exactly. So What were we even saying? That was scary, Jeff.
We were talking about the quarterbacks and the Steelers and eyes on them.
And then the idea of the Cowboys and Jordan Schultz reporting that that the Steelers have made calls and taken calls on Pickens. Steeler Depot saying he has scrubbed the Steelers from Instagram, things like that. There's that part of the intrigue here, right?
It's amazing in this time that unfollowing something, like how much you can get a point across. TJ got everybody up in arms for days for posting a picture with no words.
And he hasn't had a word since.
And George apparently unfollowed the Steelers.
But he's done that before.
Yes.
You know, I looked, DK Metcalf does not follow the Steelers. Does that mean that he's not?
He's done. He's out. He's going to hold out. He's not going to show up.
So, it is what it is. But I know a lot of people are anxious to make picks.
I can't wait for tonight, finally.
Me neither.
What is your pick?
Well, why don't we do this in a formal way, Bob?
Okay.
And make it very exciting. And people can call in. You can have Bob Pompiani announce your pick. We're going to do the little ESPN thing that they do when the pick is ready to be announced. And by the way, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I hate knowing the pick before the moment.
It's going to happen.
Who?
Doran. Doran has somebody. Yeah.
Is Doran doing it?
He has
some access to somebody who's it's if you look on there, you're going to be ahead of the game. It's almost like watching a game and you know the play 10 seconds later.
On one hand, good for him. That's great stuff. On the other, it ruins the surprise, Jeff. I want to hear the din-in-it, and then the pick.
It's almost as if you just need to put that aside.
Yes.
And focus in.
Laser focus. Yeah. All right. Then, Jeff, we're going to give you, all of us, including callers, the opportunity. This is not who you think the Steelers will pick. This is who you want them to pick at 21. And you may want them to trade out. In that case, announce your own trade. Jeff, why don't we start with Jeff? Bob, you go ahead. How should we do this limit? So we play the sounder and then Bob pipes in and introduces Jeff.
Yes, let's do it. All right, Bob, are you ready?
Let's do it. We got some people on the lines too, so I'm going to be anxious to see what they say. But Jeff will be first.
Here we go.
With the 21st pick of the 2025 draft, Jeff Hathorn selects
Kenneth Grant, East High School. I don't know what his high school is, but I just didn't want to say his college.
Yeah, I know.
It hurts you that much Michigan. To say Michigan?
Yeah, he's an Ohio State guy.
But come on. Kenneth That's a healthy Grant. Rivalry.
Actually, I don't get into that stuff, so yeah.
Jeff
Grant, Michigan. I think he's versatile. He can plug the middle. You can push him to the outside. They need youth. It's been since they've picked the first round defensive lineman.
Yeah, I know. And yet that was very instructive. You may very well be right in what they will do, and you obviously want them to do that. But it's also a buzzkill to hear sort of, and I won't say anonymous, but most people tuning into the draft don't know him from the other Nolan or the other guy. A defensive lineman is a buzzkill. And I don't want a defensive lineman first. Bob, may I make my pick? Limits, introduce my pick, please. Who I want. I'm ready.
With the 21st pick of the 2025 NFL Draft, Joe Starkey selects
Jackson Dart from Mississippi.
All you had to do is look at his smile before he ever talked. You knew that was coming.
Let's go, Bob. And I could have Ben announce that pick because I think he would agree with it. I think Jack Ham could announce it.
I think
he agrees with it. Pat Bostic, I think he agrees with it. Dan Orlovsky, I think he agrees with it. Jackson Dart. Limits, do you want to make your pick?
I would love to make my pick.
Go ahead. Line it up and Bob will introduce you.
With the 21st pick of the 2025 draft, Austin Bechtold selects
Emeka Abuka,
wide
receiver, Ohio State.
Jeff has a smile on his face.
And as a Penn State guy, that is hard to take a Ohio State guy, as it might be for Jeff to pick a Michigan man. But I think that the best thing for them would be to pair Metcalf and Abuka together for the next 5+ years, trade Pickens, get another pick, and use that second or third rounder on a defensive tackle and a running back in the third round.
Holy bird follicles.
I will tell you, Limits, they do really like Emeka Abuka.
And I'll tell you this, too. Peter Schrager, who I like a lot, just moved from NFL Network to ESPN, had the Broncos taking him. a pick ahead of the Steelers and said, this dude will be somebody's offensive captain at some point. He's similar to McLaurin or Hines.
He's Hines.
That kind of guy.
And he'll knock your head off on a block. Think about it. In the last 2 years, he's had two unbelievable receivers kind of take his platform, take his stage, and he just kept playing hard and just kept playing for the team.
Bob, may I introduce you for your own pick? Go ahead.
With the 21st pick of the 2000, what?
Go ahead.
Joe was going to introduce you.
That was my moment.
Oh, go ahead. Let's do it. Take two. Go ahead.
Let's do it again. Take two. With the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, Robert Pompeiani selects
out of Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant. I know that's a buzzkill for you, but they need it.
I know. They need building blocks. I agree. They do. It just wouldn't be my choice. Egbuka, he opens my eyes a little bit. It has to be
predicated on a trade, though, right? You can't just bring him in here and have all these guys.
Well, you have to trade Pickens then, I think.
I mean, you don't have to, but
do you think they will?
Probably would.
Well, if they brought in Metcalf and Egbuka and Pickens is sitting there thinking, what is going on here?
Imagine you accompanying all of that with whether it's Dart or Aaron Rodgers. Then all of a sudden, what do you feel about that offense with Freiermuth as your tight end?
Skylar Thompson would have more weapons than he knows what to do with, Jeff.
And then, I mean, then you get other guys that are going to be hungry to show whatever they can. Calvin Austin will be going into a contract year.
Right.
You know, there's a third round pick from last year.
Yeah, Roman Wilson.
Who's going to want to show that he can play in the league. I mean, I'm not going to say that's bad. I would just say if you're drafting a receiver, it probably shows that there is some intent to get rid of George.
I'd be intrigued by him. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This is your big chance at 412-928-9370. We'll play the ESPN sounder. Limits will have your name and your town. And hopefully we don't hear from George in Washington, Fanny and Butler, or anything. Anything like that. We'll play the sounder. Bob will say the person's name and town, and then they'll make the pick. And it's the pick you want the Steelers to make, not the one you think they'll make. Let's see if this works. Jeff, there's a lot of moving parts. I'm nervous. It feels like we're live on the radio, which, come to think of it, we are.
No, we'll just go right down the board, top to bottom. Is that all right,
yeah,
Austin?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's start out with John in Ohio. John, you are up.
With the 21st pick of the 2025 NFL Draft, John from Ohio selects
Emeka Egbuka, Ohio State wide receiver.
There we go.
Give us your case.
But I have a question. Can I give you my other picks now?
The whole draft?
No. So, all right. So here's my caveat. Pickens gets traded for a second-round pick. Trevion Henderson in the second round from the Buckeyes, and Will Howard, quarterback from the Buckeyes, in the third round.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. We appreciate the call. Will Howard is a guy. Now, who was it who their top two guys were, Shador and Howard? Who was just talking yesterday? Somebody in the media said that the Steelers have high interest in both. What do you think of Howard? In the third round, fourth round.
Silence is golden.
He's at best Luke McCown.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
He's at best Luke McCown.
That had to be painful for you to say. It's an Ohio State Buckeye.
But you won a national championship. That's great. No. I don't want him as my NFL quarterback. I mean, yeah. Cardale Jones won a national championship.
That's true.
Yeah, the Bills took him. That was a disaster.
Craig Krenzel won a national championship. I don't necessarily want him.
I think Arch Leister would be betting on the Steelers in that case, Jeff.
He would indeed.
You like that, huh?
He would indeed.
Next.
Let's go to Bob and Braddock. Bob, your pick is up on the board now.
With the 2000 or with the 21st pick of the 2025 draft, Bob and Braddock is going to select
University of Canine University Top Dog Law.
That's actually wait, what did he say?
Canine University.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Let's
I
move on.
I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't see that one coming either. Okay.
Let's move along to Dennis in Bentley. Dennis in Bentleyville.
Dennis in Bentleyville, Bob. Here we go. This
All
is
right,
the
Dennis.
Risk. This is these are the risks of doing live radio.
Yes.
Go.
With the 21st selection of the 2025 NFL Draft, Dennis in Bentleyville selects
Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon.
Ooh, a lot of people saying pick. The same thing, Bob. What do you think of that pick?
Yeah, I like that. I like anything on the defensive line, as I told you. I think that's where they got to build it up.
You know what's crazy about Harmon is he was second-team All-American, but third-team All-Big Ten.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Next. What is Lemitz doing in there?
He's taking more calls.
They can't do both at once.
I'm trying to multitask as best as possible.
Go.
Here is Colin in Meadville. Colin, your pick is up now.
With the 21st selection of the 2025 NFL Draft, Colin in Meadville selects.
I would trade the 21st pick in the second round, and I'm taking Jalen Milroe. I think he's going to be the best player out of this draft. He can run. I watched a lot of Alabama games, and I think he fits Tomlin's system pretty well.
Jeff, your thoughts on that? I actually think this is what the Steelers will do, by the way.
I love what he just said. The Steelers had Justin Fields, who is a great NFL-proven rushing quarterback,
right.
And they just let him walk. Why would they then invest in Jalen Milroe and change everything they do offensively when they wouldn't do it for the guy that was right there that wouldn't cost him anything?
That's why I wanted him to be here. I think they offered not enough. They should.
So I don't believe the Steelers would do that. I know that people are saying, oh, Arthur, they'll change the offense. I don't believe it.
Did you hear Pelissero talking about Milroe?
That he is better at running than any – he has the best quality of any quarterback. You mean that?
Yeah, where he said a bunch of scouts tell him he's the greatest running quarterback prospect of all time. To which I say this, and our guy Charlie Campbell from Walter Football said this, is if he doesn't work out at quarterback, you could make him a running back. And I would say, and I'm not sure I believe this, if this dude is a better runner than Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson, then he could be a Hall of Fame level running back.
When they were in the postseason and they were going to burn the boats to do anything they could, they ran Justin Fields, what, once?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
So tell me how that's going to be some kind of revolutionary offense here in Pittsburgh.
I don't know. And
that's
Bob,
what I'm saying.
Bob, we talked about this, like this myth, this belief that Mike Tomlin is so enamored with running quarterbacks because he always praises opponents who have running quarterbacks. But they, after late stage Ben Roethlisberger, he had Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, late stage Russell Wilson, and then had a guy like Jeff says who can run, and they hardly ever ran him in Justin Fields. And now it's Aaron Rodgers. So you could have fooled me that Mike Tomlin is obsessed with getting a running quarterback. Yeah.
I mean, Justin Fields had everything. He was the best running quarterback in the NFL currently, and he's proven that. And I still think there's upside to his passing game. But we move on. Who's
yes,
next?
We do. Who's Austin? Next? Austin.
All right, let's go to Brady in Johnstown. Brady, your pick is up. Now,
with the 21st selection of the 2025 NFL Draft from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Brady in Johnstown selects
wide receiver Matthew Golden, Texas.
Ooh.
Ooh, sneaky pick. I like that pick, though.
Do you like it?
I mean, I like him.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's worthy of first round or not. Yeah, a lot of speed.
Got a lot of speed.
Spade.
Could get in that left lane and put the hammer down.
Jeff, this is working out well. I thought there would be more glitches. Be sure of this. There's been some, but not as many as I thought. And Bob is really good at this, isn't he?
You know, one of the best things with mock drafts is that everybody can do it, especially now with the simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
That, it's made it almost...
It's almost like trying to go March Madness kind of thing.
Maybe even to another level. I mean, I mean, they're we'll going to start putting, plays
you know,
out,
all of a sudden, FanDuel and everybody's going to get involved. And they're going to have who, if you win, if you have the best mock draft, you'll win big money.
Limits, you're keeping tabs on these so we can reward these people tomorrow, the ones who are right.
Yes, we will play it back.
Who's next?
All right, let's go to Vincent and Lebo. Joe, before I pay off our tease about this huge draft news, let's hear Vincent's pick. Vincent, you pick now.
With the 21st selection of the 2025 NFL Draft from Lambeau Field, Vincent in Mount Lebanon takes
Omarion Hampton, running back from North Carolina.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind that. Maybe I'm crazy. I want the quarterback, don't get me wrong. Denver is said to be all over him, but again, Peter Schrager, who is connected, he thinks the Broncos are going to take Egbuka from Ohio State. So if he's on the board, others have said, the guy we had on, Jeff, thinks that the Steelers may move up ahead of the Broncos to get Hampton. What do you make of that?
Without a second round pick? I don't know, but I've also seen where Denver moves down. They allow somebody to trade up at 20 to grab Shedeur Sanders or whomever.
Right.
I've seen that a few times, but Omarion Hampton is by far the most commonly chosen guy right before the Steelers, and the Steelers are interested. They're not freaked out because of, you know, what happened.
The only thing I would say, your original point is what I would think of also. If you don't have a second round pick, you take a running back and you don't get anything until the third round, you're still going to have massive needs, especially defensive line. I even think a cornerback. You know, I know Darius Slay is a good player, but he's up there in age. Mm-hmm. You know, I still think cornerbacks are so important in this league. You got to have shutdown guys, given how this offensive mentality has taken over. So that's the only thing that would hesitate me, unless I could somehow figure out to get extra picks.
Limits, we never did pay off your tease, your big tease to this Shedeur Sanders report. What do you got?
Ashley Liotis, who's known for asking really good questions at the Tomlin News Conference, Baldwin's finest from WTAE, says, lots of draft talk today. This is on Twitter. The latest I'm hearing, the Steelers will pass on Shedeur Sanders at 21 if he's available.
Jeff, do you think they will? We had Nick Faribault on earlier. He had a couple of the D linemen that everybody's talking about, plus Sanders as his three, you know, his three most likely outcomes, either a D lineman or Sanders. If he's on the board, do you think they take him or no?
Not if they have one of the D linemen they like better, or they could take Hampton over him.
Bob?
No. I'm going to stick to what I've said all along. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback in the first round.
412-928-93. Yes, Limits?
She also adds, don't rule out a wide receiver in the first round. Could be more likely than we think.
How about that? Huh?
That would predicate a trade, though. I understand all this need to have all these guys. But if you don't trade George Pickens, you bring in him and you have all these other guys.
I think you could have all of them.
You do.
Then you get a receiver for 5 years that would be basically playing alongside of Metcalf, and he's a complement to Metcalf. So if
I'm talking about this year,
and they
Pickens.
Do like Egbuka.
Plus, the young guys could learn how to be a true professional from Pickens. 412-928-9370. The second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. That takes place June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Currently looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register yours now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-UP, National Fire Sprinkler Association, and Guardian Protection. All right. Still time to get your picks in. Announced.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By Bob Pompiani. Who do you think the Steelers, or who do you want them to pick at number 21? The drama builds. Bob had a call from KDK, I believe, so he is on his way there. I know that's disappointing if you wanted Bob to announce your pick, but that's what we're doing here. Who do you want the Steelers to take? In the meantime, Jeff, I believe this was on the flagship yesterday, that Merrill Hodge just ripped Shedeur Sanders. I think saying it would be an epic fail. Is that what he said?
It's amazing how polarizing some of these guys have been. Mm. Whether it's Shedeur or Dart, not Ward. I haven't really heard much bad about Ward, but how it's not just, well, they've got this. It's like you're either far right or far left when it comes to these quarterbacks.
Yeah, man, and it's not like Merrill said, yeah, I don't think I'd go with Sanders. I don't think that's the guy you want to lead you to right. A Super Bowl. He said he's going to be an epic failure and set your organization back. Now, this has been my theme of the week, is that none of us know, is that Ben Roethlisberger was a big Pickett fan. Ben Roethlisberger is one of the top 10 quarterbacks right. of all time. I was a Pickett fan after I saw him play for a little bit in the pros. I thought, all right, this is going to be good. Bill Belichick thought that Mac Jones was the answer. Chuck Knoll approved the drafting of Mark Malone in the first round. We're sitting here, none of us know yet about Justin Fields, and he's been in the league for 55 starts. So Merrill falls into that category too. He's right a lot. He's very good, but that doesn't mean that, like the rest of us, he's going to be wrong from time to time. Not that long ago, he was calling Kenny Pickett accurate, a good processor, a great leader, and a guy who could take you where you want to go. Accurate? Really? Kenny Pickett's completed 62.4% of his passes in the NFL. And that would have ranked 42nd last year. So Merrill was flat out wrong on Kenny Pickett. And by the way, that was at like a little over 6 yards an attempt. It would be one thing if you were completing 62% of your passes because you were a gunslinger firing it downfield. He's a dink and dunker who isn't accurate. It's just wrong. Merrill's been right on guys like Johnny Manziel, and he's been wrong on other ones. He said the 2020 draft had only one first-round talent in Joe Burrow. That draft produced Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, and Justin Herbert. So I respect Merrill. I take what he says, and I listen to it the same as I would Ben, knowing that they know a lot about football, but also knowing that they could be very, very wrong. Nobody's got the gospel here on quarterbacks.
What's so hard to predict is, how will these guys improve? Like Shador's footwork, some of the fundamental things he does
are
bad.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he can't learn those fundamentals. And if he does or not, separates whether he's a career backup or a nothing. or a potential star.
Yeah.
But Kevin Colbert used to say often, Joe, that you can't make up for accuracy. With the exception of Josh Allen, almost always when you see quarterbacks that have accuracy issues in college,
yeah,
that they're not going to translate. Well, that's not an issue here.
Well, that's the other thing, is that Merrill has said that accuracy is, I think he said, that's his top criterion for an NFL quarterback. So why does he go to that length to just destroy Sanders? You'd think he'd like that. The dude completed 70, better than 70% over a lot of starts in a pretty good conference.
The thing that's crazy to me is a lot of what they say about Shador is almost cut and paste of what was said about Kenny.
NFL ready, processes the game, has the intangibles, and very accurate.
Own the locker room, yeah. Tough. You know, we'll get the extra yard if he needs it. You know, those type of things were said about Kenny.
Yeah. Daniel Jeremiah, in his final mock draft, has the Giants jumping back in and taking Dart at 18 and the Steelers Sanders at 21. I love this. I said right from the top of the show, this is what sports is supposed to be. Fun, dramatic, you know, live. It's one of the last frontiers in our society where you can watch something take place live. You know what I mean? And have it be, nobody knows what's going to happen here. You can't really tape it and watch it later. It's going to happen dramatically right in front of us.
Well, you had what, Charlie Campbell on?
Yeah.
And he was the most accurate at
right.
40%.
40%.
And he has contacts with teams, he knows scouts, and he does this year round.
Right.
And the best he could hit, better than anybody, was 40%.
Exactly. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzy, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Let's give one caller the final word. Give us the ESPN thing and give us the name and hometown.
But first, if the Steelers can't find a quarterback, maybe this guy will work.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who do we got?
All right, let's go to Seth in Cranberry. Seth, with the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select
Jackson Dart,
yeah,
quarterback,
baby.
Ole Miss.
Oh, that's really how we had to end this with Joe getting
pandering.
Exactly
what he wanted. He's absolutely pandering.
I did not know that.
You've got a phone
know.
In your other hand.
Well, who am I? Was it a friend of mine?
Jeff, if I knew he was going to say
randomly.
That, do you really think I would have put the call on the line?
Good night, Limits. Good night, Jeff. We're overtime.
Good night. Happy draft night.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.